Good morning. It's time for consumer calls on K1AM 1400 FM 93.3. Brought to you by Peter's True Value, Mr. Clean Car Wash, and Tractor Supply. If you have something you want to buy, sell, trade, or give away, call 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Consumer calls will not accept business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Consumer Calls is on the air Monday through Friday from 9:10 till 9:30 and Saturday from 9:10 till noon. If you didn't get a chance to tune in, just log on to our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com, and go to the On Demand button. Click on the Consumer Calls link and click the day you want to hear. We post a week's worth of Consumer Calls on our website so you can listen to the day you missed. Consumer Calls is also sponsored by Ben's Tire and Auto, NBR, C&M NR Development, ITT Village, and Enterprise Sod Store. Once again, the numbers to call are 918-336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Call now to get on the air for today's Consumer Calls. And good morning, and welcome to Consumer Calls. My name is Sharon, and once again, those numbers are 918-336-1400, our toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Looking for your items to buy, sell, trade, and give away? No business advertising, license to running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Now, you can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And I'll say, good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning. Happy holidays, Sharon.
Good morning, and happy holidays to you as well.
Well, thank you. I have a artificial Christmas tree. It's 7.5 feet tall. It has lights, but the lights don't work. I just want $15 for it.
Okay.
And I'm at 918-331-3751.
All right, 918-331-3751. And an artificial Christmas tree, 7.5 foot tall, asking $15. Has lights on it, but they don't work. But you can always take those off and restring them yourself. And 918-331-3751 is the phone number to call.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye right, now.
Bye-bye.
All right. We appreciate that phone call. Again, he has an artificial Christmas tree that he's wanting to sell. It's 7.5 foot tall, and $15 is what he's asking. And has lights on it, but they don't work. But you can take them off and restring. Anyway, 918-331-3751 is the phone number to call. And with that, I'll be right back.
Hi, this is Christy, and it's certainly a Christmas time fun shopping outing at Moxie on 2nd. Toys for the children, one-of-a-kind gifts for him, Brian and Kendra Scott jewelry for her. We have so many gift items for the whole family in Moxie that, seriously, if we don't have it, then I bet they don't need it. Come and enjoy Christmas shopping at Moxie on 2nd in downtown Bartlesville. We have extended our store hours for the holiday season. We are open until 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday, Friday 10 until 5:30, Saturday 9:30 to 4:30, so you have plenty of time to shop at Moxie on 2nd. I'm looking forward to seeing you, and Merry Christmas from Moxie on 2nd.
Custom audio, video design, and installation with a personal touch. The Audio Video Doctor, Mike Dutcher, can create a custom entertainment package to meet your needs and your budget.
Complete whole home wireless music system that can be controlled from a desktop computer, a laptop, tablet, or a smartphone.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206. That's 918-327-9206. The Audio Video Doctor.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KREG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, El Rey del Burrito Express, Price's Old Fashioned Meat Market, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Avila's Mexican Buffet, and KFC, all in Bartlesville. CV's in Dewey and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KREG.
And good back to us again. Good morning. My name is Sharon. You're listening to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400, toll-free 1-800-749-5936. And Consumer Calls is a call-in show about items to buy, sell, trade, and give away. We're not looking for any business advertising, licensed running vehicles, real estate, guns and ammunition, used bedding, mattresses, and box springs. Now, you can ask for those things. You just can't sell them here on Consumer Calls. And I'm here till 9:30. Our time now is 9:18. And we'll talk about garage sales, estate sales, moving sales, yard sales, fundraisers for your church, golf club, any kind of organization you belong to, nonprofit. And we'll always talk about community events. And looking for another caller, 918-336-1400. With that, I'll be right back.
Crayola experience at the Shops at Willow Bend. Can't wait to see you. We're now featuring reduced capacity, social distancing, increased cleaning measures, and as always, lots of creative family fun. Color and wash your free scribble scrubby. Star in your own coloring page. Name and wrap your own crayon. And so much more. Get out and get creative at Crayola Experience.
Visit CrayolaExperience.com for tickets and to learn more about our new enhanced safety protocols.
No matter how many Christmases we've seen, somehow it's always a time of new and special enchantment. Even the December stars shine brighter, turning a snow-covered scene into a setting of magic. Staff and management at ConocoPhillips Aviation hope you rediscover the wonder that is Christmas this year and keep it with you always. Have a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from ConocoPhillips Aviation.
Smoother, faster, easier to use. That's what you expect from any update on an app for your phone. And we've delivered. Head to the Google Play Store or Apple Store to get the latest version of the KWON Radio smartphone app. News, weather, sports, and community events from KWON have never been easier to access. There's even a button now for you to sound off and tell us what you think. It's free thanks to Arvest Bank and Oklahoma Wesleyan University and available at the Google Play Store and Apple Store from KWON Radio.
Cold weather is going to stick around, of course, across southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma both today and tomorrow, then a warming trend as we head into part of the weekend. Highs today into the mid-30s, mostly cloudy, but there will be a sun break occasionally. We'll have a light wind. Tomorrow morning, 23, some patchy fog in some of the valleys, and then a high tomorrow, 47, sunshine and a south breeze. Friday, gusty south winds at 15 to 30 miles per hour, high of 55. Saturday's high of 49, but Sunday 56. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News 9-6's Alan Crone.
Thank you, Alan, for that weather update. And currently it's 29 degrees out here in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And on our climb up to 37, which is, yeah, okay, that's kind of busting the move there. And then about a low of 21 tonight. So bundle up. And I am looking for your calls, 918-336-1400. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, I've got a small homemade smoker. I'd take $150 for it today. And then I've got a yard wagon full with a lawnmower tractor, four-wheel, and I'd take $60 for it today.
Okay.
And my phone number is 918-860-0457.
All right, and so you have a small handmade smoker, works really good for $150, and also that yard wagon for $60. 918-860-0457 is the phone number to call.
Yeah, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Bye-bye now. All right, we appreciate that phone call. Earlier, somebody called in with an artificial Christmas tree, 7.5 foot tall, for $15, 918-331-3751. Looking for an aluminum Christmas tree. Kind of nostalgic there. 918-815-4195. And then the person that just called in has a small handmade smoker for sale for $150 and a yard wagon for $60. 918-860-0457. Time now for our Oklahoma Energy Report.
Here's the latest energy news from the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, powered by OKEnergyToday.com. I'm Ed Richards. Well, oil surged to the highest in nearly 10 months in New York yesterday, alongside a broader market rally as breakthroughs on U.S. stimulus talks combined with the COVID-19 vaccine rollout stoked some optimism around a boost in demand. U.S. benchmark crude futures rose 1.3% on Tuesday after Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Congress will not leave for the year without a spending package, as talks continue to finalize COVID-19 relief. Meanwhile, Moderna's vaccine was deemed safe by U.S. regulators, clearing the way for a second shot to quickly gain emergency authorization. But earlier, the International Energy Agency trimmed its demand forecast for 2021 and said the crude glut left behind by the coronavirus pandemic will not likely clear until the end of next year. Also, the president of OPEC reiterated that the oil producers cartel shouldn't rush to increase output early next year and said energy demand was still fragile with the coronavirus still in play. And the industry is looking to the government numbers to be released concerning U.S. stockpiles. At the end of day trading yesterday, January crude oil was up 63 cents at $47.62 a barrel. February contract was up 63 cents also at $47.78, with March crude up 61 cents at $47.88. February Brent crude was up 47 cents. It settled at $50.76 a barrel. March Brent up 46 cents at $50.71. January natural gas down a penny at $2.68 a million BTU. That's a look at today's energy news. I'm Ed Richards on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.
Rural Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
OKC West Livestock Auction is the market that makes selling cattle easy. Featuring a new three-day sale a week, owner Bill Barnhart promises to move your cattle quick, easy, and most important, profitably.
We sell our cows on Monday, stock our cattle on Tuesday, feed our cattle on Wednesday.
For more information on how OKC West can help market your cattle, call them direct at 405-262-8800. Go to OKCWest.com or drop by the sale barn east of El Reno on historic Route 66. Stop selling cattle the hard way. For service at its best, call OKC.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls, 918-336-1400 and the toll-free 1-800-749-5936. Looking for items to buy, sell, trade, and give away here on Consumer Calls. And I'm here till 9:30, our time now, 9:25. And coming up, we have our doggone report, but let's go to our phone lines. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have some really nice round bales of hay. If somebody would be looking for one for their horse,
okay.
I can deliver it to them in the Bartlesville area for $50 a bale.
All right. Okay. And that's a round bales of hay for $50 a bale delivered to you in Bartlesville. And what's your number there, sir?
918-914-0702.
All right. 918-914-0702.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, we got it.
Thank you, and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well, and thank you for calling in.
All righty, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye now. All right, nice guy. Round bales of hay for sale for $50 a bale. He'll deliver it to you here in Bartlesville. 918-914-0702 is the phone number to call. Time now for our doggone report.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
It's time for our doggone report. On report, we have Baby, a lost female black cat in the area of Johnstone and Lupa. Black female cat answers to Baby, lost in Johnstone and Lupa area. Ask for Jimmy at 918-337-3769. Found dog, maybe a Great Pyrenees at McDonald's at Washington and Price Road. No caller, 918-766-3769.
5280. And then there's a person that's wanting to find a home for their dog, a 9-month-old black lab mix, good dog. They live in the Dewey area. If interested, please call 479-886-3036. Now for a complete listing of our lost or found animals on our report, though, you can visit our website, bartlesvilleradio.com. Click on the community tab, and then click on the doggone link. It'll open up. You can see everything there. And if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to bartlesvilleradio.com. It's a free service. And all you need to do is go to the bartlesvilleradio.com, click on the submit tab. It'll open up. There's a form you fill out, answer questions, and at the end, you have the opportunity to upload a picture. And once you hit that submit button, it goes to us, not to the website, and we take care of what we need to do and then move it on its way. Now, you can still call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. And you can also email me, Sharon@BartlesvilleRadio.com, with your information, attach a picture, and I'll get to it as quick as I can. And that is your doggone report.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
And we are out of time for any more consumer calls for today, but I'll be back in tomorrow with more of consumer calls at the same time, same station. That's K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3 for consumer calls in the morning. And have a blessed day, beautiful day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Stay warm, stay healthy, and safe.
Being the best mother I could do was releasing my child and choosing the best life for her.
Lindsay Pepin on Focus on the Family Minute.
And I remember being at church and praying to God and saying, I place my baby in your strong arms, bring peace to my soul. And God said back to me, you know, I understand, because I had to give up my baby too. And when the God of the universe can come down and meet you right where you are and say, I understand your pain, I get it, because I had to give up my baby too, and I gave up my baby for you. How do you, at that point, you just have to trust and you just know that he will work it out, that your baby is going to be safe and in the right home, because he gets it. The God of the universe got my pain. The first, out of all that time, no one understood me. No one got me. Nobody understood me, but the God of the universe did.
More from Lindsay at familyminute.org.
And good morning, good morning, good morning. It is time now for One-on-One with the Pro. And we have Sean Ange with us. And Merry Christmas to you, Sean.
Merry Christmas, Tom.
Now, Sean, tell everybody what you do. And you got more degrees than a thermometer, so I want to make sure I get the title correct.
Well, I'm a counselor, licensed professional counselor. And so that's what I do. I work with people on issues in their lives and helping them to improve them and be more whole and satisfied.
And I got to tell you, Christian Practices LLC, and you're right there in a sweet spot of the neighborhood, as they say, easy to find, but nestled away where it's nice and peaceful.
Right. Peaceful, wooded area, private for people, so they have a sense of privacy when they want to come there for services.
What's your address?
The address is 2431 Nawata Place.
Very good. Now, we were talking earlier this week about maybe some of the things we wanted to bring up today.
And sure.
You wanted to bring up a couple of scriptures.
Right? I do. A couple of scriptures that I have been using with clients to encourage them, especially if a person is feeling anxious or depressed, unsure about where their life may be going, because really, we don't know from day to day, and tomorrow's not promised, right? So one of the scriptures that I typically take a client to, a person that I'm working with, is Jeremiah 29:11, and that says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And I'll have the client write out each line and then leave a few lines on a piece of paper, or if they're on a computer, and then write down their responses to that. So if we know that the Lord has a plan for us, then we know that whatever happens in our life has a direction, and that increases our hope. He has plans for a future for us, to prosper us. We all have a need. you know, for whatever things we need to live our lives. That's emotional as well as financial. And then he makes a comment that I think is very reassuring, not to harm you. And a lot of us have a fear of God or what the future may hold. And so this kind of coaxes us into a state where we're more relaxed in receiving of what the Lord wants to give us. That creates such a sense of security in a person as they go through verse by verse and they claim that for themselves.
That's amazing. And it's all right there. And it's been around for thousands of years.
Thousands of years. And it's one that a lot of people, oh, I know that scripture. Or 23rd Psalm is another one we'll use. And they'll say, well, I know that scripture. The danger in just saying, well, I know it is, they may dismiss it. The reason it's known so well is because it's so effective and deep. So if a person will take each line of either Jeremiah 29:11 or Psalm 23 and go through that and apply that to themselves personally, it will increase their sense of well-being, sense of security, increase their faith and hope, because the scriptures are written to us, for us, and about us.
Indeed. And when folks say, well, yeah, I know that verse. You might know it, but are you aware of it?
Right.
And are you aware of what it means to you? And you actually put the brakes on folks, calm them down.
Sure.
And then line by line, let them absorb that message. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. That's one of the approaches that we use at Christian Practices. Mm-hmm. I like to take the last couple of verses out of Psalm 23, especially now when COVID is an issue and unemployment is an issue, and people aren't sure, even if their kiddo's going to school that day or they're doing virtual learning, that goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Mm-hmm. So rather than expecting the other shoe to drop, we can expect God's goodness and mercy to follow us every day of our lives, mm-hmm. and to look for that.
Very good. Now, when you apply all of this, there's a calm that kind of comes over the most anxious of hearts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I think that's, well, I know that's why God designed that and wrote it to do that for us. Because when we take the scripture and feed on it, meditating on it, studying it, it increases that sense of faith and well-being and sense of security, because that's what we're really looking for, is that sense of security. I don't think we ever grow out of that, from kids on the way up to my age and beyond. We're looking to feel a sense of security in a world that is not, but you can find your security in Christ and in the scriptures.
We're speaking with Sean Allier, and he is with the Christian Practices, a counseling service. And boy, you practice, dare I say, what you preach.
I better.
You better.
And I'll
gotta
tell
live
you,
up to
that's right. God calls me to task and has shared with me, if you say it to a client, you must be willing to walk it out yourself.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, you can feel good about that if you're someone who is seeking help. And maybe, you know, for so many people, help is what they've been crying for all their lives. Mm. But somehow or another, they've convinced themselves that by seeking help, it may signal weakness. And that's not true. It takes a lot of strength to actually recognize that you need help.
Tom, you have just addressed an issue, a major misconception that so many people feel or think or deal with. And that's exactly right. It takes strength to come and say, can you help me with this? Uh-huh. That actually takes a lot of courage to set across from someone you don't know and say, here's all of my stuff, help me. And so those people that walk in the door are courageous, but I want to encourage anyone who's anxious about seeking help that it's a warm and welcoming environment where there's no judgment, there's acceptance and love, and you work through things. That's what it's all about.
Man alive, you know, so many times we get our information from TV, and unfortunately, sitcoms.
Right.
And folks, this is not that world. This
right.
is reality. This is where a counselor is a counselor, and a counselor is on your side, is there to help you, not to make you feel anything more than better about yourself and your ability to go through things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And to help you meet some challenges.
Absolutely. We're in their corner. So whoever seeks services or help, we're there to help them. Basically, people are looking for acceptance. They're looking for encouragement. Mm-hmm. And they really want to feel valued and loved deep down. And God offers that. And so we try to offer that to them as well.
Very good. Now, if folks are wondering, you know, I've seen Sean around.
Ah, yes.
And you probably have, because even though you've lived in other places. Mm-hmm. You've been in the Bartlesville area a long time.
Oh, sure, sure. Yeah. We've been here for years. So, the community is a second home to me.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find me hanging down there at Dink's Barbecue or wherever,
mm-hmm.
and just around town, absolutely. Bartlesville community is strong and such a great culture.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, the arts flourish here, and the desire for the kids to have the best services in the mm-hmm. community is so strong that my wife and I are really honored to be here. And this is where God told us to come.
Mm-hmm.
So we live in Catoosa,
uh-huh.
but I'm up here so often. This is a second home.
Uh-huh.
And God said, you start Christian practices in Bartlesville, and we are honored to do that.
Oh, very good indeed. Now, when we start getting into things that a counselor observes or is trying to help you handle,
mm-hmm.
there's really not a whole bunch that's too big that can't at least be addressed.
Yes, that's right. I can't think of any subject that can't be discussed,
mm-hmm.
And I can't think of any subject that can't be improved in some way, some things completely taken away or gotten over, overcome,
mm-hmm.
or some that you learn to adapt to, depending on the situation, some you learn to live with and to cope with. So there can be improvement in all areas of life, regardless of what the person seeks help for.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say this. If a person wants to be successful in counseling, they have to work at it. You have to apply the skills that are reflected on and the insights mm-hmm. that you bring and discover while you're in session. So the client is responsible for work and growth, and I'm there to support and guide them along the way.
We're talking with Sean Allier with Christian Practices Counseling Services. Do you work with churches? That's something that someone had texted
sure,
me.
Sure.
Do you work with them?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I've networked with numerous churches in Bartlesville area
mm-hmm.
and other areas as well. I am happy to speak with anybody who'd like to speak with me mm-hmm. from a church that's referred, or if a church would like me to come and do a presentation on something, more than happy to do that. So, yes, of course.
Well, that is amazing. Well, I can scratch that off my questions for Sean list today of many, because people do. They say, who's that fellow? I said, Sean Allier.
Right.
And then I spelled the name A-L-L-I-A.
Right.
And then send them to your website.
Thank
and
you.
Your Facebook page there, too. So when you come on here about once a month, you mm-hmm. sure make a nice splash, as they say,
uh-huh.
because people hear the message and they're interested. And
sure.
If there's someone you know, or if that someone you know just happens to be yourself, don't be afraid.
Right.
Pick up the phone or get in touch electronically with Sean, and mm-hmm. let's get that healing process on the right track.
Absolutely.
Man.
Yeah.
And it is really something else. That's a long road. Counseling is not for the timid, but
right.
it's for the if you've got a big heart and a big brain,
yep.
it works out pretty good.
That's right. If you want victory in your life and improvement, it's a good place to start.
It is. And I have to ask you, how did you evolve into marrying counseling like this mm-hmm. with the Christian practice? I mean, was
sure.
it something that was always there, or was it something that kind of merged along the way? That's another one of the questions that was...
It's a good question. Well, I think it's been there for years. It did merge and grow and develop into that.
Uh-huh.
But I heard a phrase once, and it just put my philosophy of counseling in a nutshell.
Uh-huh.
And that is, the best psychology is good theology.
Well, you and, can't go wrong there.
Right, because if you see yourself as God sees you,
mm-hmm.
you become healthy. The more you see yourself the way He sees you, loved, accepted, Him guiding and protecting us and teaching us, the more we flourish. And so, while secular therapy has its place, and I have done that for years as well, I've always felt a stronger result and a deeper meeting of people's core needs through a Christian or scriptural approach to therapy.
Well, that is amazing, and I think that answers the question quite well. Now, where can we find you online? What is your website?
Sure.
So folks can take a look there. And by the way, it's an easy read, folks, and it'll tell you everything.
Christian Practices LLC.
Mm-hmm.
That's our website.
Uh-huh.
And again, we're at 2431 Nawata Place, Suite 10.
Yeah.
And phone number would be 918-892-5309.
Very good. Now, Sean, you've got a little radio show on our sister station that you're quite proud of, and it sounds really good.
It's a lot of fun. Joe Riddle is producing that,
yes,
and he's a hoot. You never know what you're going to get with Joe. And so, very creative. Uh-huh. We'll be involved in an interview, and he'll say, ask this question or ask this question. And Joe has a great instinct. So much of the fun and the quality of that show is due to him. Mm-hmm. It's called Presence and Power Radio, and it comes on Sundays at 8:55 on KYFM, mm-hmm. and it's all about encouraging people through personal testimonies about how the people we interview have had their prayers answered by God in dramatic ways. We just had a man last week that was on that was dead for 25 minutes and came back to tell the tale, so also the miraculous things that happen.
Do we have a podcast available of these? Because I really want to hear that. I must have missed that one.
Well, I will forward it to you. And it's interesting you mentioned that. Someone said, you should do a podcast of this yesterday. So I think you're the second confirmation we should do that.
Yeah, I think you should, too. Put that on your website there. And right. Folks can listen in. And they can do that without being interrupted or have things interrupt them.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Wow. That's pretty good.
It's exciting. I love to hear the stories. They're fantastic.
Indeed. Sean Ollier is our professional today on One-on-One with the Pro, and he's with Christian Practices Counseling, LLC. And again, your physical address.
Yes, 2431 Nowata Place.
And right here in Bartlesville. But you get around. You've got people that you work with all throughout the region.
Mm-hmm.
And also, as you mentioned, you network with the churches as
yes.
well. So, like I said, folks, earlier on, and if you need a little bit of help, it takes more courage to seek it
yes.
than it does to cower from
yes,
it.
Yes, it does.
So,
but we encourage you to
today.
Come.
Be brave. And don't let anything get in your way of getting you back to you.
Yes, sir. We do provide chocolate occasionally, too.
Chocolate?
Yes, we do.
My favorite therapy. Sean Ollier, always a great time having you here with
Thank
us
you,
here on our program. And I so look forward to having you back. Now, the podcast of this program, ladies and gentlemen, is always on the on-demand at BartlesvilleRadio.com. And you can also get this video that's going on right now on our Facebook page, and we share it with John, and you can get that on his page.
Yes.
You can take a look at it and listen back and get to know Sean a little bit right. better, too. So once again, it's all right there for you. And I really appreciate you being here for us and for everyone today. Sean Ollier, blessings to you and a very Merry
you
Christmas.
You too, my friend. Thank you, Tom.
All right, take care now.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I thought it was going to be a piece of cake. I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I was an MP, military police.
My friends thought I could do anything.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I was overwhelmed.
I couldn't sleep.
I just wanted to be by myself.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
I was too proud. And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too.
Right?
I started to open up.
And it made a huge difference.
So I reached out and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Because before I was able to take on my next mission, I had to take on just taking care of myself.
To find purpose.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
When you want to know,
we're to the point now where we know.
When you need to know,
please know.
We all know. When you have to know,
the American people know.
People want to know how this happened.
You can be in the know on K1, the one you trust.
You probably know what's going on
at the top and bottom of the hour. And when it happens,
they know.
You'll be glad to know.
You know what happened.
I need to know. I need to know.
Be in the know.
We need to know this stuff
now.
Everybody knows.
Everybody knows.
But you never know.
On K1, 1493.3.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives and communities nationwide, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists? These drugs, such as oxycodone or codeine, can be addictive and are often prescribed after wisdom teeth removal. For many young people, wisdom teeth extraction often represents their first exposure to opioid medications. To help reduce your risk of misuse or the risk for a loved one, if prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days. Using over-the-counter pain relievers, such as a combination of ibuprofen and acetaminophen, and properly disposing of all unused medications. That includes returning drugs to your pharmacy or mixing with water and an unappealing substance, such as cat litter, and putting in the trash. Recovery from opioid addiction requires a whole-person approach, addressing clinical, social, and community influences. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
It's now time for the Outdoor Showcase. Here's your host, Greg Merritt.
Well, again, everyone, and thanks so much for joining us today for this edition of the Outdoor Showcase. Coming up on the program today, more states are offering different ways for testing for chronic wasting disease. We'll tell you about another state that has some more options for hunters. That's coming up next on the Outdoor Showcase.
Sometimes we are alerted when a problem needs our attention. And other times, the alert is sent, but we don't recognize it. Would you know what to do if your heart was sending an alert? AFib may have symptoms, including a racing heartbeat, dizziness, lightheadedness, shortness of breath, or AFib may have no symptoms at all. Anyone can have atrial fibrillation at any time in their lives. And AFib is linked with a 5 times greater risk for stroke. Wouldn't it be better to know? Yes, it would. Commit to regular checkups. And if your heart is sending a message, listen. Visit heart.org/AFib awareness today and learn more about lowering your risks and living your healthiest life. Brought to you by the American Heart Association and the American Stroke Association.
And welcome back to the Outdoor Showcase. Well, the Kansas Department of Wildlife, Parks, and Tourism has announced that deer hunters across the state of Kansas can now have their deer they harvest during the 2020-2021 season tested for chronic wasting disease, free of charge. KDWPT, in collaboration with the University of Missouri, is undertaking a research project to better understand where CWD is present in Kansas and how the disease spreads. As part of the research project, the cost of CWD testing will be covered for the next 3 years at a maximum of 450 samples per deer management unit. Harvest locations are in the form of GPS coordinates. Section, range, township, section number, or nearest intersection will be required to receive free testing. Hunters can benefit from cost-free CWD testing during the 2020-2021 season through several options. You may obtain collection instructions from the University of Missouri staff. You can also drop off samples to your local KDWPT district biologist, and you can also transport a harvested deer head to a participating taxidermist for sample collections as well. Hunters may also utilize a manned voluntary sample collection station that will be available throughout some of the season. Those dates are December 2nd, 4th, 5th, 11th, and 12th. You can log on to ksoutdoors.com for all of that information. Again, that website, ksoutdoors.com. It's your Outdoor Showcase. Thanks so much for joining us today. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Greg.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Outdoor Showcase.
Greg Mayer.
Leftovers should be left in the fridge till you're ready to eat them.
Could you pass the info, please?
Information should be served fresh.
Oh, thanks.
And that's what we give you weekday mornings on the K1 Morning News.
We're going to get all the facts and all the information
from the beginning,
top to bottom,
24/7. All the news.
Because I know a lot of people are asking.
The K1 Morning News, weekday mornings 6 to 10.
A treasure chest of information.
On K1, the one you trust.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tonser. We're talking about the latest on beef demand. We're back with Dr. Tonser in just a moment.
Are you looking for something unusual or hard to find? Well, you just might find it on HighBid.com. It's the online auction site for, well, just about everything. HighBid.com has estate sales, closeouts, liquidations, even government-seized vehicle auctions. And it's easy to bid on office furniture, antiques, sports memorabilia, restaurant equipment, motorboats, and even arcade games. You can search for items by name or just simply see where the next page takes you. Visit HighBid.com. That's HIBID.com and find what you're looking for today.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Glenn Tonzer with us today. And Dr. Tonzer says that right now, as we hit the holiday season, we're struggling just a little bit as far as our beef prices are concerned. He's not totally certain if it's just seasonal pressure or maybe a little bit more than that going on.
Yeah, my gut tells me it's the typical seasonal and some more. I hope we don't have fatigue from at-home cooking that we've had for several months, but that could be building as we speak. You know, there's definitely protest against shutdowns and so forth at home, and that can spill over into less optimism and paying up for lots of things. I hope that's not occurring. It may not be, because the rib values are up. So, I mean, that is evidence people are paying up for, I'll call it the celebration holiday meal. What's maybe more concerning to me is the pullback on the other primals. So chuck being back 3%, you know, over that same period since November kicked in. Brisket down 5%. That's probably a little more seasonal. Just grills are shut down. That's probably a lot of that. But we use a lot of hamburger all year long, right? So ground and chuck pulling back is concerning because those two primals, because they give us where we get our ground beef, have been a key part of this COVID experience, and I think it's important to watch them in the next few weeks.
One positive right now in the pipeline, we seem to be pretty well current.
Yeah, we're within 1,000 or 2,000 head out of, you know, 665,000 head a week of being on par with the prior week and the prior year. So by that metric, yes, we're on, you know, we're caught up, so to speak. I think that's great. We're not out of the woods. I don't want to, you know, say that every time we're on here, but it is important. You know, take note what I just said is the cutout pulled back, but cattle prices didn't pull back quite as hard this past week. That in no small part is because we're still running these facilities hard. Had we pulled back the facility operation due to labor and COVID challenges and so forth, we'd have a lot more downward pressure on those cattle prices. And that hasn't happened, at least as of mid-December. Obviously, I hope we get through the winter without occurring. And that's why I bring it up, is it's a good news story that we've managed to get those volumes up and sustain them. I hope we can make it to warm weather in the spring and keep that up.
Dr. Glenn Tonzer. And according to the Daily Livestock Report, one of the keys to keeping those slaughter numbers up, moving through the beef pipeline, has been keeping our processing plants running very close to levels of a year ago. In fact, according to the analysis put together by the Daily Livestock Report, 19 of the top 20 beef packing plants are in counties that have fewer COVID cases compared to 2 weeks ago. That's an encouraging trend and helping keep the processing pipeline flowing very well. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Superior Livestock's final video auction of the year coming Thursday, December 17th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 997, SLA TV, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 8 a.m. start time, 25,000 plus to sell, 6,200 yearling steers, 4,500 yearling heifers, and over 11,000 weaned calves. If you like details when a lot will sell or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117. Merry Christmas from Superior Livestock. Previous Beef Buzz reports up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Click on the Beef Buzz button on the left-hand side of any page. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.
Hannah complained of a headache. It was a rhabdomyosarcoma. Within a few days, Hannah was in treatment because we were told that the tumor was very aggressive. And it very quickly became clear that St. Jude was the ultimate place to be. So we've essentially put our lives in South Africa on hold. Incredibly blessed to be here. St. Jude is an asset to the world. The research that is developed here is offered freely to the rest of the medical world. The entire way that the place operates is just to give and to care. I think it's the kind of place that not only stands as a beacon for pediatric cancer, but I think it could teach the world a couple of lessons about how to treat people. And I think if those lessons could be learned, even in their most basic form, this world could be a better place.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Listen to K1 anywhere
and with Amazon Echo.
Alexa, tune to KWON Bartlesville.
Getting station KWON.
One more way to enjoy your favorite station. K1 AM 1400 and FM 93.3.
This is news from the Oklahoma News Network.
Be careful as you're out and about today. The winter storm that has blanketed much of central Oklahoma and dumped as much as a half foot of snow in northwest Oklahoma has kept State Department of Transportation crews really busy. Crews have worked around the clock to clear snow-covered roads and highways. Slick spots are reported, especially on bridges and overpasses. The State Health Department reports 2,224 new COVID-19 cases. 14 new COVID-19 fatalities have increased the state's death toll to 2,086. The U.S. Senate is committed to passing a COVID-19 relief package. That from Oklahoma Senator James Lankford, who says the Senate's been working on the provisions for 4 months and a stimulus bill is getting closer to fruition. I'm Jacqueline Scott.
This is the ONN, the Oklahoma News Network.
I'm Kenny Jensen, and I'm a professional baseball player. In 2012, I was warming up for a game. My heart suddenly began beating a mile a minute. I pitched that night, but with every pitch, I felt like I was going to pass out. I didn't want to tell anyone at first. I didn't want anything to keep me from the game I love. But I knew if I ignore it, it could keep me from the family that I love. So finally, I went to the doctor for a test. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, or AFib, which is an irregular heartbeat. I could have had a stroke, which could have killed me. My doctors say I have AFib for the rest of my life. But after treatment and changing my diet, I feel great. I'm back on the mound, stronger than ever. Irregular heartbeat, lightheadedness, shortness of breath. My message, if you feel something, say something.
Visit heart.org/AFib awareness. The American Heart Association and American Stroke Association. Life is why.
Were you born from 1945 to 1965? People born during these years are 5 times more likely to have hepatitis C. But most people don't know they are infected. So even if you try to eat right, exercise, and take care of yourself, you can still have hepatitis C, a serious liver disease that often has no symptoms. In fact, people can live with hepatitis C for decades without feeling or looking sick. But over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems, including liver damage, liver failure, or even liver cancer. Getting tested is the only way to know if you're infected with hepatitis C. That's why the CDC recommends everyone born from 1945 to 1965 get a blood test for hepatitis C. Treatments are available that can cure this disease. So talk to your doctor about getting tested. It could save your life. A message from the CDC.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Steve Kathan. The nation's health secretary gets a first-hand look.
Well done. Another.
Alex Azar at Georgetown University Hospital in Washington as medical staffers get the COVID-19 vaccine. In San Francisco, Dr. Antonio Gomez says the vaccine is the light at the end of the tunnel.
It is hope that, you know, now outside of social distancing and mask wearing, there is another way that we can sort of get control of the outbreak.
Well, the State Department says Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will quarantine after coming in close contact with a COVID-positive person. Congressional leaders appear to be closing in on a long-delayed virus relief bill. This morning in the Senate, Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
We need vaccine distribution money. We need to re-up the Paycheck Protection Program to save jobs. We need to continue to provide for laid-off Americans. Congressional leaders on both sides are going to keep working until we get this done.
The package would put state aid on the back burner, but would give up to $600 in direct payments to individuals. For millions of people, that kind of relief will be a lifeline.
A grim reality. Nearly 8 million Americans have fallen into poverty since the summer. A survey from the University of Chicago and Notre Dame revealed the poverty rate increased more than 11% in November, up over 2 percentage points since June. Researchers say it's the biggest jump in a single year. Those most affected, blacks and Americans with a high school degree or less. Economists blame the lack of jobs and a cut in unemployment benefits. Lisa Mateo, CBS News.
A foot of snow, maybe more, is in store for much of the Northeast. And at a hardware store in East Haven, Connecticut, supplies are running low.
When there's snow on the way early in the season, people, for the first time, come out in droves. People are buying shovels, ice melt, spreaders. People are really coming in pretty quickly this year.
Well, the U.S. has slapped new sanctions on companies in China and the United Arab Emirates, accusing them of helping Iran's nuclear program. Correspondent Ed O'Keefe has more on President-elect Joe Biden's latest cabinet picks.
The president-elect is tapping former rival Pete Buttigieg as transportation secretary. The former South Bend, Indiana mayor would be the first openly gay Senate-confirmed cabinet official. And CBS News has learned Mr. Biden is also expected to name former Michigan Governor Jennifer Granholm as energy secretary.
The government says retail sales fell more than 1% in November. That's the biggest drop in 7 months and an indication people might keep spending in check over the holidays. Checking Wall Street right now, the Dow is down 51 points. NASDAQ is up 27. This is CBS News.
CBS News Radio is your home for breaking news. With our team of reporters around the country and the world, we give you the coverage you can trust.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing, if you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second, the call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now, you'll save even more. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
From News Talk K1 AM 1400 and 93.3 FM, news and weather together.
From the Osage Casino Studio, I'm Tom Davis. Ascension St. John Jane Phillips in Bartlesville has confirmed in a statement on Tuesday afternoon that COVID-19 vaccines will be distributed to frontline caregivers at the hospital via the Oklahoma State Department of Health beginning on Monday, December 21st. According to Tuesday's statement, there are no vaccines in stock at Ascension St. John Jane Phillips. Vaccines are in possession of the Oklahoma State Department of Health at this time and will be distributed by them. Once the state of Oklahoma has sent the vaccine to priority groups, Ascension St. John Jane Phillips will be ready to distribute the vaccine themselves. Representatives with the Bartlesville Hospital were unable to speak to Bartlesville Radio yesterday about this news. We will have more on this story when it becomes available. Here are today's winning numbers for Green Country Christmas. Five $10 gift certificates from Frida's Cocina Mexicana, 029-2006. Gift bag of goodies from Hearing Life, 024-6193. Two $25 gift cards from KFC, 048-0760. Oil change and goodie bag from Madden Auto Repair, 020-2623. Five $10 gift certificates from Life Alive, 021-8035. $50 gift certificate from Lookin' Sharp Laundry and Dry Cleaning, 014-8661. Multi-point inspection and oil change with tire rotation from Patriot Buick GMC Hyundai, 044-8107. $50 in accessories from U.S. Cellular Eastland Shopping Center, 021-0029. News on the air, on the web, on your app, and on Alexa. I'm Tom Davis.
This is News Radio K1, AM 1400 and 93.3 FM, and online at bartlesvilleradio.com.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, information you want, truth you demand. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everyone. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, coming to you from New York, heard around the country, heard around the world. This is what's going on. We are looking at Senator Ron Johnson, as the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, go through the security of our elections, the way it currently stands, what just took place in 2020, and what changes need to be played by 2024. Can imagine this. Chris Krebs, who said it was the safest ever, shoulder to shoulder with a Trump attorney that said tens of thousands of ballot people voted twice, and 12,000 people voted that aren't from Nevada in particular. Then somebody else from Wisconsin, a lawyer for the Trump team, said that on the reek they were not allowed to be heard in by the judge in Wisconsin. So you have a lot of Chris Krebs saying one thing, a lot of testimony the other way. And, of course, Democrats have a totally different feel for this. The vice president of the United States for the third time will be visiting Georgia. The importance of that race cannot be overstated, because two Senate seats at stake. The Republicans don't get one of them. They lose the majority. And, man, we have basically lost the country. Mark Morgan standing by. Didi Gregorius, former Yankee shortstop turned Philadelphia Phillies shortstop, is next with a message for players. They got to get vaccinated. And if you tested positive and beat this virus, you have to give up your blood plasma to help other people. So that message, because the COVID-19 is not going away, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Our country has officially a president-elect and a vice president-elect. Many millions of us had hoped the presidential election would yield a different result. The Electoral College has spoken.
Mitch McConnell says he called Joe Biden and says, you are president-elect. He'll call President Trump first and said, I'm going to make this announcement because they've been certified, have the electors, and he has 302 electoral votes. How does the president feel about that? He is not happy. And how does it play into Georgia? We'll review it.
Number two.
What's going to happen to all these restaurants that are going to close in a couple of weeks?
This is not fair. We are not the problem. We deserve to work. We deserve our indoor dining open.
And that was part of the demonstration that took place one block from our studios. Restaurant workers, managers, hostesses, waiters and cooks, everybody involved in the restaurant industry gathered together in Midtown to let everybody know the shutdown does not fly. And people are beginning to step up and square off with our inept leaders. I'm talking from Minnesota to California to New York. People have had it. The backlash has begun.
Number one.
More help could be on the way in the coming days in the form of a second vaccine. New FDA analysis says Moderna's vaccine is more than 94% effective with no serious risks. And a panel will meet tomorrow to vote on whether to recommend it for emergency use.
Wow, there you go. Move over. Pfizer, Moderna is joining what I think is going to be a parade of vaccines coming to a hospital near you. FDA approval could come within this show. And can you say done deal? That's what it looks like, as an aid package is all but done. Chad Pergram from our Washington Bureau is at the Capitol, where he's gotten a report that Mitch McConnell has made statements as if they've cleared major hurdles. We know the Secretary of Treasury Mnuchin has been calling in. We know that the president wants stimulus checks included in this, along with Bernie Sanders and Senator Josh Hawley. Odd combination, I know. But it looks as though they're going to get at least $768 billion into the bloodstream. They say they will not leave without doing some type of deal, and it looks like they are right. Let's bring in Mark Morgan. Mark Morgan has done just an awesome job as acting Customer and Border Protection Commissioner. Mark, welcome back.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks for having me.
It's kind of a sad time for you, right? Here you are, you're building 400-plus miles of wall, and you got to stop, it seems.
Well, it is, Brian. It's much greater than the wall. I mean, I think that the past 4 years, you know, this president's administration and CBP has been on the front lines of that. We have come up with a tremendous network of policies and initiatives that have enabled us to really effectively address the crisis that we saw last year in 19 and absolutely keep America more safe. So I'm disappointed because, Brian, as you and I have talked with the new administration coming in, if they do what they say they promise to do, we will see. I'm predicting you will see another crisis 2.0 on our hands.
Well, what are they saying they're going to do? They basically are going to decriminalize the border? They're going to allow people to come in?
Absolutely. If you think about it, and this is very important, so this is a very important question your listeners really need to pay attention to, because you can't just look at one thing they're talking about. You have to bring it all in. So they're talking about stopping deportations for almost 4 months. They're talking about getting rid of the CDC order that's been instrumental in the fight against this global pandemic. They're talking about getting rid of MPP, the Migrant Protection Protocol, which all but ended catch and release. They're talking about rewarding those individuals that remain here illegally with free health care. They're talking about supporting sanctuary cities, giving amnesty to millions of people. It goes on and on and on. You put all that together, that is not an immigration strategy. That is an open border strategy.
What you did is got Mexico to do something we never thought, especially with a socialist leader. Got them to put Marines on their southern border, allow a remain in Mexico policy to take root, so people realize if they came from Honduras, if El Salvador, if they got to the border, they're not going to be let in. They're going to have to stay in Mexico. Word got out, and it stopped. It stopped a lot of the attempts to cross the border illegally.
It did. And here, and look, let's not even, I don't want your listeners to even take our opinion. Let's look at the facts. In 2019, because of the broken system, right, because we didn't have the tools, you know, the administration was doing everything they can. And in FY19, CBP alone, Brian, we had to release 230,000 illegal aliens in the interior of the United States, never be heard from again. We got the tools, we got the policies, we got the things we needed. Last year, in FY20, that was down to 1,000. Think about that. 230,000 to 1,000. And what you talked about was a big part of that. Mexico stepping up, supporting the remain in Mexico policy, as the media likes to call it. That was a game changer. Right now in Title 42, we have prevented individuals from being introduced into this country. At the height of the crisis, we had 20,000 in our custody. Right now, in the middle of a global pandemic, we averaged last week about 970. Think about that. If we had 20,000 in our custody right now in a global pandemic, that's an active, you know, COVID-19 petri dish. But right now, we're averaging 2,300 encounters a day. Now, normally, that would be a crisis. Why aren't those numbers a crisis right now? Because we have the tools to apprehend them, detain them, and remove them. If you remove those policies, that 2,300 will become a crisis overnight.
I just think Joe Biden, we might be practical enough to say, with all the problems I have facing me right now with the pandemic, why would I loosen the border? Don't tell me you're serious about border crossings, and then tell me that serious about fighting the pandemic, 100 days with masks, and then at the same time, let people from outside coming in with God knows what, unchecked, into our bloodstream. I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, think about it, just common sense. As we're pushing this vaccine out, as America is going towards getting on the other side of this global disease, you're going to take folks that are illegally entering, that transverse thousands of miles through COVID-impacted area, are kept in stash houses, unsanitary, crowded for days, weeks, in tractor trailers, and you're going to say that's okay? As we're vaccinating our citizens, we're going to further introduce people into our country that have COVID. Why we're doing that. It's nonsensical. It makes no sense. But that's what they've promised they're going to do. Think about that.
So Megyn Kelly has got this podcast, and she had J.D. Vance on, who wrote Hillbilly Elegy, no, really familiar with the rural America, and said this about how the border and drugs intermingle.
Fentanyl is being manufactured in China and primarily coming across the southern border. I think we're going to have a big reversal of Trump-era immigration policies from the Biden administration. Yeah, but if they're listening to me, and they probably aren't, I would say whatever you do on the southern border, make it as hard as possible to bring fentanyl into American streets. Because you want to talk about hopelessness in towns like mine, talk about the meth and the fentanyl that are coming into these communities.
That's exactly what you've been saying. And you have, the CBP has a report out, you probably wrote it, said there's been an alarming uptick in the seizure of hard drugs like fentanyl at the southern border, according to the CBP, with a 225% increase in seizures of that deadly drug at the same time as last year.
That's absolutely right. And he was spot on. Everything he said is absolutely accurate. In China, look, at first they were using international mail and you know, e-commerce platform to ship the precursor and fentanyl. And we got a hold of them. We said, you got to stop it. So they stopped that. And what did they do? They just shifted their tactics and procedures. And now China's just shipping the precursor chemicals to Mexico. Mexico has their own chemists. They're manufacturing fentanyl and shipping it across the southwest border. And it does not stay on the southwest border. That's why his comments are so important. That's why I always say, Brian, every town, city, and state in this country is a border town, city, and state. Those drugs do not stay on the border. They make their way to every major city and town in this country, killing Americans every single
day. I mean, they want to dismantle ICE. They want to loosen up border crossing. There'll be for 100 days, they say there'll be no deportations. No deportations. Right. That is nuts.
And Brian, think about that. So what's the calling card that's sending out? So you know, people ask me.
Come
so
one, come all.
Say again?
Say the calling card is come one, come all.
Brian, that's absolutely right. And it's people say, so what do you think's going to happen? I'm saying it's not about what's going to happen. It's already happening. I mean, the cartels and the smugglers are already using that to drive perception and con the illegal immigrants to continue to come. They're already staging individuals in Mexico waiting for January 20th to come, thinking the borders are going to open. And again, if the Biden administration does what they've promised the American people they're going to do, that's exactly what's going to happen. The flow that we have right now that has significantly increased, it's going to become a crisis because you're going to remove the tools. That 230,000 we released in the interior in 2019 is going to be child's play with respect to the crisis that's coming.
Mark Moore has done just an awesome job. He used to work for President Obama. Then President Trump came in and says, let's get rid of this Mark Morgan. Then after you hopped on television and radio a few times, they go, I like this guy. And you've done an incredible job and a bunch of jobs with your law enforcement background. Yep. So as of today, how much wall is built?
430. I believe now the last I got 434 miles.
What did you see? So 434 miles of, with some of them was like a split rail fence. So you've done that. And you got about a month left, unless something miraculous happens on these recounts, a month left to get it done. What can you get done in this time?
So I think by the end of the year, and this is important, it's always been twisted, manipulated, everybody trying to push their ideology and their false narrative. We said since day one, by the end of the calendar year this year, we are going to hit 450 miles. I'm still confident we're going to do that. I'm confident that come after the new year, you're going to see us celebrating the completion of 450 miles of wall. And Brian, you have talked about this before, but this is very important. It's not just a wall. It's not just steel and concrete going in the ground. Mm-hmm. It is much larger than that. It's a wall system. It's got integrated lighting, access roads, and technology. And here's what's important. So, you know, the President-elect Biden has said that he will not build another foot of wall. Well, what's important with that, he's not just going to be canceling concrete and steel. He's also going to be canceling state-of-the-art innovative technology that keeps this country safer. And that's not what's being talked about enough.
I just don't get it. I never got it. Like, this is as bad in a different way of Barack Obama walking in and said, I promised to end the Iraq war, so I'm pulling all the troops out. And next thing you know, we have ISIS. If this is going to be very similar, right, there's going to be another crisis. And you're not going to be able to blame Donald Trump because you had it everything calmed down. I didn't know this. So you have a 2,000-mile border. Some of it's a natural barrier. You can't get a fence in there. But you could get up to complete it. You need 1,400 miles, correct?
I think so. Right now, that's what the experts, the risk analysts, every single day are saying. You're absolutely right. And this president has never said we needed, you know, a wall from sea to shining sea. Never. It was never the goal. It was where we really needed it. Natural barriers, it takes up a lot of southwest border, so that's correct. We're looking at about 1,400 miles in strategic locations that we need. And what a lot of people don't understand either, we're talking about 450 miles by the end of this year, but this president, this administration, has actually provided enough funding for 738 miles of wall system to be built, and most of that is already under contract as we set today.
Mark, thanks so much. I mean, I think you are appreciated, and I just hope you get somebody like you, if you have to be replaced, that understands the big picture and doesn't play politics. But I have not seen that in what they're doing with this administration. Mark Morgan, thanks so much.
You bet, Brian, anytime.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. When we come back, I'm going to take some of your calls. Also, explosive hearing. Johnson and Peters just went at it like it's a fight in the lunchroom in high school. Don't move.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first, only on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
You've all probably heard of asbestos and know that it's dangerous. And you may also know exposure to asbestos is the only known cause of mesothelioma, a deadly cancer. People who were exposed to asbestos decades ago are being diagnosed to this day with mesothelioma. That's because it could take as many as 30 to 50 years to develop. But did you also know there is money to pay victims of asbestos exposure from years ago? An estimated $30 billion is available to help compensate victims and their families. If you or a member of your family have been diagnosed with mesothelioma, you may also be able to receive some of this money without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Get a free legal review today. Call Sokolov Law at 1-800-883-6464. That number again, 1-800-883-6464. That's 1-800-883-6464. Call today. That number again, 1-800-883-6464. 1-800-883-6464.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. If you're a man over 40, listen up, because this could impact how much you're getting done during the day and at night. Here's the harsh reality. Once you hit 40, your body has less testosterone. You probably already know this and may have even tried a testosterone supplement that did nothing for you. Here's the good news. Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC, has changed the game again with Nugenix Total T, their most powerful man-boosting formula ever, because it boosts your free testosterone and your total testosterone. Nugenix Total T helps provide even more energy, performance, testosterone, and muscle-boosting ingredients for even better results. And right now, you can get a complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. Just text POWER to 321-321. Offer is not available in stores, so text POWER to 321-321 right now. Get better results in the boardroom and the bedroom with Nugenix Total T. To get your complimentary bottle, text POWER to 321-321. That's P-O-W-E-R to 321-321.
Bartlesville Radio's Green Country Christmas is underway.
Shop the store with a green tree on the door. Receive a green numbered ticket just for asking, and get another ticket for every $10 you spend.
Listen for daily ticket numbers drawn for daily prizes.
The grand prize drawing will be Tuesday, December 22nd.
You could win $5,000 cash from us, two round-trip Southwest airline tickets anywhere in the continental U.S. from Spears Travel.
Set of tires, detail and alignment from Dungis Family of Autos.
One $3,000 cash prize, one $2,000 cash prize, and five $1,000 cash prizes from Cherokee Casino Ramona. $500 cash from TrueSafe hand sanitizers,
recliner from Bob Loftus Furniture, 12 AAA membership packages from Paul's Wrecker.
Tickets available at
Ferris Heating and Air Conditioning, Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burger, Rita's Cocina Mexicana.
Shop any of these local businesses and start collecting those tickets.
Be in the green this year. Green Country Christmas from K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM Radio.
Food is the subject on the dining guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KRIG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, El Rey del Burrito Express, Price's Old Fashioned Meat Market, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Avila's Mexican Buffet, and KFC, all in Bartlesville. CV's in Dewey and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The dining guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KRIG.
Oklahoma, we know how to come together during hard times. Right now, COVID-19 numbers are increasing across our state, and we must all do our part to protect our loved ones and our neighbors and ourselves. Let's show the country what it means to be an Oklahoman. As we approach the holiday season, let's practice common sense ways to stop the spread. Let's wash our hands, monitor yourself for symptoms, and stay home if you or your family members are sick.
Our storm system that brought some very light snow shower activity through the area yesterday and last night is now moving eastward. Still going to be pretty cold, of course, today. We'll stay in the 20s and 30s for the next several hours and highs only near 36. A light wind today, mostly out of the north, early south late. And we'll have mostly cloudy conditions, but there will be a sunbreak or two. Tomorrow morning, patchy fog with temperatures in the lower 20s. You'll need to remain aware of that. Then sunshine tomorrow, 47. Breezy on Friday and a high of 55. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm NewsZone 6's Alan Crone.
Keeping your lawn and garden looking great is hard work. It's even harder if you don't know what you're doing. Take some time out Saturday mornings at 8 for The Green Country Gardener with your host, Larry Glass. We'll take your calls, answer your questions, and give you some timely advice. The Green Country Gardener is brought to you by Green Thumb Nursery, Peter's True Value Hardware, Jensen Tractor Ranch, and United Rentals. The Green Country Gardener, Saturdays at 8 on K1, AM 1400, and FM 93.3.
talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Welcome back, everyone. 1-866-408-7669. I told you about this this committee, the Oversight Committee, looking into election integrity. I should say the Homeland Security Committee. Rand Paul speaking right now, but the chairman and ranking member, Mark Peters of Michigan, and the chairman of Wisconsin, Ron Johnson, just went at it. I hear it. I'm looking at the closed caption while I'm going to break, so let's hear it together.
So it's just galling, and I just have to point out that the purveyors of Russian disinformation, Hillary Clinton's campaign, the DNC, the Steele dossier, the ranking member Peters accusing Senator Grassley and I of disseminating Russian disinformation, that's where the disinformation is coming. That's where the false information, the lies, the false allegations. I can't sit by here and listen to this and say that this is not disinformation, this hearing today. This is getting information we have to take a look at to restore confidence in our election integrity. We're not going to be able to just move on without bringing up these irregularities, examining them, and providing an explanation, and see where there really are problems so we can correct it moving forward. Senator Paul.
Mr. Chairman, I got to respond to that. I mean, you're saying I'm putting out information. Well, one, it had nothing to do with this report.
You lied repeatedly.
I did not.
You lied repeatedly in the press that I was spreading Russian disinformation, and that was an outright lie, and I told you to stop lying, and you continue to do it.
Mr. Chairman, this is not about airing your grievances. I don't know what rabbit hole you're running down.
You talked about Russian disinformation.
Down rabbit holes.
Senator Paul.
This is simply not what we're dealing
with.
Senator Paul. But Mr. Chairman, you can't make these false allegations and then dropping it there. That is why this needs to return back
Good
to its partisan things. This is terrible what you're doing to this committee and all the great work that you talked about.
It is what you have done to this committee.
It is not
falsely accusing the chairman of spreading disinformation. Nothing could have been further from the truth, and you're spouting it again, which is why I had to respond.
Come on, Senator Paul. Mr. Chairman.
Judge Starr.
It's outrageous.
Wow. He's finishing up. He's done a great job on oversight. And you just got to understand, Ron Johnson is the most apolitical person getting into this job. He went into it almost like Angus King. He said, I'm going to be independent, but I'm going to caucus with Democrats. He said, I'm going to be independent, I'm going to caucus with the Republicans. But he was so incensed by the imbalance, by the press and the coverage and the investigation, Russia, he became a Senate version of Jim Jordan. Charlotte, listen on WABC in New Jersey. Hey, Charlotte.
Hello, Brian. Thank you for taking my call this morning.
No problem. What's on your
Hello?
Mind?
Oh, hi. Okay, so I've been racking my brain over since the summer trying to figure out what the Democrats' end game is with all this to fund the police and these no bail laws. And I wanted to get your opinion on my hypothesis is that they're going to try to use it to nullify the Second Amendment. Because in New York City right now, all the reporting is about all the gun crime that's taking place. I also think they're going to try to implement some sort of martial law when we have all these criminals running around. So what do you think?
I don't think we're looking at martial law. We're going to get this vaccine going, and we're going to throw those masks away forever, and we're done with it. No one's going to tell us to walk around and keep 6 feet away. Once we get the vaccine and back to business, forget it. And I think people...
From News on 6, I'm Michael Dean. The state health department reporting nearly 2,100 new cases of COVID-19. That is thousands of doses of Pfizer's vaccine is arriving in Oklahoma just in time. An Oklahoma attorney saying that employers can require their staff to get the vaccine in order to come to work. Employment law attorney Adam Childers says companies requiring the vaccine would have to make exceptions for legitimate medical or religious reasons, but when it comes to personal opinions...
This is where it becomes difficult because personal choice and belief sometimes can come very close to the line of your religious beliefs. By and large, the law doesn't make protections for your personal choice.
He also says whether or not companies will actually require employees to get the vaccines remains to be seen, but is recommending employers just encourage it rather than enforcing it. From the News on 6 newsroom, I'm Michael Dean.
A Heavenly Touch Cleaning Service in Dewey wants to lighten your load with their verified and trustworthy team of ladies to make your home or office sparkle for the holidays. They clean residential and commercial for move-ins, move-outs, deep cleaning, weekly, bi-weekly, monthly, or a one-time clean. This holiday season, give a gift to yourself from a Heavenly Touch Cleaning Service and let them make your home shine for the holidays. Servicing Dewey, Bartlesville, Nuwata, and surrounding areas. A Heavenly Touch Cleaning Service, bonded and insured. 918-914-2159.
Trevor Dorsey with Regent Bank. We are now excited to be serving Bartlesville residents at 422 South Dewey. Proud to bring a Bartlesville team back to Bartlesville. This means you can get the personal service from the people you've come to trust over the past 20 years. Regent Bank, we're involved in the Bartlesville community. When's the last time you were able to get your banker on the phone at 4 o'clock on a Saturday afternoon? This is the service that our customers have come to know and expect. Come see us at our new location at 422 South Dewey in Bartlesville. Regent Bank, member FDIC.
Davis Family Funeral Home and Crematory, Walker Brown and Dewey Chapels, wants you to know that they keep you up to date with these radio reminders, including the fact that the Salvation Army is in the process of sorting and packing Christmas food boxes. They are unable to host large groups, so they have limited the groups to three-person teams at a time. Anyone interested in putting a team together and volunteering, please call 918-336-6454.
If you're looking for auto repair done the right way, then look no further. Race Automotive has you covered. In today's world, there are so many parts of the automotive business that raise a lot of questions. Am I being treated right? Are they telling me the truth? Is this a reasonable price for the repair? Did they mention something that doesn't even need to be fixed? This is Dave Crawford, and as a repeat customer, I can tell you that Race Automotive are the folks that will answer any concern you may have. Auto repair done the right way, all the way around, full circle. Give them a call at 918-336-7378.
At Look & Sharp Laundry and Dry Cleaners, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and good tidings of great joy. We are here to keep you looking sharp for the holidays and into the new year. We've almost survived 2020, and I don't know about you, but we are tired of being a part of this historic year. So this Christmas season, hold tight to those that are special to you, even if it is at a safe distance, and count your many blessings. Look & Sharp is here for all of your dry cleaning and laundry needs and so much more. Have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Look & Sharp Laundry and Dry Cleaners, 2nd and Osage in downtown Bartlesville.
Crayola experience at the Shops at Willow Bend. Can't wait to see you. We're now featuring reduced capacity, social distancing, increased cleaning measures, and, as always, lots of creative family fun. Color and wash your free scribble scrubby. Star in your own coloring page. Name and wrap your own crayon. And so much more. Get out and get creative at Crayola Experience.
Visit CrayolaExperience.com for tickets and to learn more about our new enhanced safety protocols.
Merry Christmas from your friends at Stride Bank. Everyone at Stride Bank is here to help you during the holiday season. Our welcoming staff can assist you with all your banking needs all year round. When you stop by Stride, be sure to pick up Green Country Christmas tickets. If you're out of Christmas ideas, just stop by for a Visa gift card. Once again, Merry Christmas from Stride Bank.
Stop by Stride Bank in Bartlesville, 1415 Washington Boulevard.
Don't start your day informationally distant.
Get up close to get the latest news.
An earful of information.
It has to be based on this fact.
K1 Morning News. I'm Tom Davis. Join us each and every weekday at 6 a.m. Phil Weaver has your weather and entertainment. I'll have all the latest headlines. Evan Farbach has the sports.
Connect residents to information.
You can't go wrong waking up fully informed. K1 Morning News. On K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3, the one you trust.
Thing that Congress can do is give working people, working families relief before Christmas. And that's why we ought to vote in the Senate
on a bill that will give $1,200 to every individual, $2,400 to couples, working families, $500 to kids who need it. This is what we did back in March. Every senator voted for it. This ought to be the centerpiece of any relief effort. People are desperate, Martha. Working people are desperate for help. We're not talking about wealthy people. We're talking about working people. They ought to be the center of this bill, not an afterthought. And that's why I've introduced legislation to get it done.
So that is Josh Hawley. He, along with Bernie Sanders, of all people, Mr. Conservative, Mr. Socialist, to get people a check because they need stimulus money. But we understand the bill, the aid package, is just about done, $748 billion. Rumored today before it started, before the negotiations started behind closed doors, it will extend unemployment insurance for 16 weeks.